Tesla's software update helps cars see speed limit signs. In PC Magazine by Stephanie Milot on August 31st. Update 2020.36 also includes traffic light notifications, cruise control improvements, and stop sign warnings. Tesla's latest autopilot enhancement enables speed limit detection, traffic light notifications, and cruise control improvements. Already operating in more than 25 vehicles across the world, software update 2020.36 also includes stop sign warnings. According to Tesla Scope release notes, the new Speed Assist feature leverages the car's cameras to spot speed limit signs, ultimately boosting the accuracy of autopilot data on local roads. Detected speed limit signs will be displayed in the driving visualization and used to set the associated speed limit warning, the notes said. The new green traffic light chime, meanwhile, will come in handy for those drivers who tend to pick up their phone or begin daydreaming at a stoplight. Once the car recognizes a signal change, the jingle sounds. If you're waiting behind another vehicle, the notification plays only after the car advances. The chime is designed only as a heads-up and not a sure sign that it's safe to proceed. It is the driver's responsibility to observe their environment and make decisions accordingly, Tesla noted. Speed limit warning and green traffic light chime settings are housed in the vehicle's autopilot control panel. Tesla also upgraded its traffic-aware cruise control function to more quickly adjust your current speed by tapping the cluster speedometer and added auto-steer warnings if the car thinks you're about to run a stop sign or red light. Elon Musk's automaker in April rolled out beta software that allowed certain cars to see and respond to signs and traffic lights at some intersections. Initially available to EVs with full self-driving autopilot, the feature, according to The Verge, slows the car to a halt and requires the driver to tap the accelerator or pull the autopilot rod before moving again. The 2020.36 update is rolling out now to Tesla's international fleet and may take a few weeks before reaching all vehicles, Electrek reported.